Hey, you guys, welcome to another episode of Vocab with me and Angel.
Hello, you guys.
And Vocab is where we talk about the interesting vocabulary around the world, as well as the related issues to Taiwan. And today, Angel, I'm going to share with you, what do we care the most in springtime?
We like to see the beautiful flowers.
Yes, what flowers are they?
Cherry blossom.
Cherry blossoms. And for most people in Taiwan, we know it as sakuras.
Oh, sakura, yes.
The sakura tree.
Sakura trees.
Yes. So a lot of songs about sakura.
Oh, yeah. Right?
A lot of songs about sakura. And of course, the past 10, 20 years, we are planting a lot more sakuras in Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what we were famous for, right, in Taiwan. Taiwan,
not really.
Were famous for a different type of tree. Not in the springtime. For springtime, it's sakura. Right? Uh-huh. It's the cherry blossoms.
Yes.
But in wintertime.
Oh, in wintertime.
We love our plum blossoms.
Plum blossoms, yes. Oh, in wintertime.
Our plum trees and our plum blossoms. Yes. And it's our national flower, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it is.
But now these days, you know, we're sort of semi-Japanese. So we prefer the springtime. I mean, springtime. We don't go blossom gazing. We don't go enjoy the blossoms in winter because, you know, the past few winters sucked really bad for us. Was terrible. Either they were too warm and we didn't see any plum blossoms.
Yes.
Or they were too, you know, like it got cold suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
And the weather got wet and cold. So most people weren't in the mood.
Yeah.
To go.
Didn't really want to go out to see.
Yeah, to go see the plum blossoms. So sakura is the thing now, I have to say. Personally, I don't get it. But I mean, in a way, I get it. The part that I don't get is I've seen people who are avid hikers. They like hiking. They like to go to all sorts of mountain trails and go hiking. And they would sit in front of a tree or stand in front of a tree, take their huge Canon or Nikon cameras, right? These huge DSLRs. And they would shoot like pictures like mad of sakura trees. And I'm like, dude, enjoy your hike.
Enjoy your hike.
What are you doing? You know, and if one guy sets his tripod ready to shoot the sakura tree, the next guy will come and set up, then the next guy will come and set up, and then you get a group of people set up around the tree. And I'm like, there are more trees in the mountains, guys. What the heck are you doing?
Don't stop there.
Don't stop there.
I'm hiking.
Don't you see that your wife's mad at you? So that's sort of what I saw. I didn't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to me, if you go these blossom gazing, if you go enjoy the sakura trees and the blossom season, I think you should just, you know, leave your cameras at home. You can use your iPhones. I mean, they're quite decent. And just enjoy the hike. Enjoy that feel, right? That's how the Japanese promotes the sakura season.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's not about sitting under the tree and really taking tons of pictures. It's about enjoying that atmosphere.
Yeah, enjoying the vibe. And then it's a good time for everybody to gather together and chit-chat and catch up.
Exactly. When I knew about sakura gazing in general,
mm-hmm.
those were sold as trips to Japan.
Oh,
not
right.
not trips in Taiwan, right? Mm-hmm. Originally, it was mostly sold for Japan, for tourists to go to Japan and actually go blossom gazing, become more like Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, those were the trips that we got to know. And now that we have a lot of sakura trees in Taiwan, we don't have to go to Japan.
We don't really. And we cannot go to Japan this year.
Who says you cannot? You can.
We can.
You can. You can try your best.
But
you might not get there, right? You can leave the country, but you might not get there.
And then come back directly.
Exactly. You might get deported, right? Come back on the same flight. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we still can try.
Yes, you can try. I'm sure many people have tried.
Yeah.
You know, for those avid Japanese travelers, right? I actually know a few friends of mine who travels Japan up to 4 to 5 times a year before.
That's normal, you know.
To me, it sounds like an addiction.
Okay.
You know, they're so addicted to traveling in Japan. And they are okay to go to Japan to middle of nowhere. And every time I ask them, hey, where are you going? And he's like, oh, this time I'm going to the mountains somewhere. I'm going to stay for 2 nights. I'm just going to just take a walk in the mountains. And I'm like, What's the point?
The point is that you are in Japan.
There we go. Yes. And what I've noticed is their Japanese is pretty, pretty good.
Yeah.
I have to say. You know, for a guy like me, if I go to Japan, I would have to speak Japanese English for anybody to really understand me, you know. So it's a different experience. But for them, if you can't speak a little bit of Japanese, you can surely stay in the mountain somewhere and, you know, and have a great time.
Mm-hmm.
For me, nobody wants to speak to me in proper English. So I have to adapt and I have to learn Japanese English.
Japanese English, yes.
So that's kind of different. So coming back to today's topic, and the word that, you know, we're looking for is the cherry blossoms, okay? Or the blossom season.
The blossom season.
Blossom, you know, where the flowers bloom.
Mm.
Blossom. Yes, these are very, very important words because it's right here in Taipei, apparently. You can go see cherry blossoms in Taipei already.
Oh, yeah.
In the past few years, my friends have told me there's a park in Neihu.
A park in Neihu, yes.
Yes, the what's it? Lehuo Park.
Lehuo Park.
Yeah.
Lohas Park.
Lohas
Park. Lohas Park, yes.
Lohas Park in Neihu that you can go sakura gazing.
Yes. That one is quite near.
It's very near, mm-hmm. Yes. And it's now a ritual for, you know, my bunch of friends who are...
Wow.
Sort of semi-Japanese.
Oh, semi-Japanese, yeah.
You know, because we can't travel anymore. So for them, it's a ritual now. They would call in the line groups, they would call on each other and say, hey, you know, how about let's go to Lohas Park this weekend.
Park.
And I'm like, what's in Lohas Park? It sounds like a park for old people.
Lohas.
Yeah, like Loha. Like seriously, Aloha. No, it sounds like a park. And then I'm like, dude, why do you guys want to go so early? And they always make time and say, okay, let's get there by 8 and this and that. And then upon further discussion, I realized they wanted to get there early so they could sort of work a picnic into the whole schedule, into their visit.
Sure.
So they want to get there early so they can find a place, find a bench, find a place to sit and have like a sort of a morning picnic.
Ah.
And sometimes, I think last year they went in the evening too.
Went in the evening?
Yeah, they went in the late afternoon.
Oh, right.
Yeah, late afternoon, around 5-ish, and then went and to enjoy sakura.
At night?
You know, with the sunset.
Oh, with the sunset.
Yes.
Okay.
And apparently they are nights at light, at night. So they enjoyed that, but I didn't understand the appeal. You know, for me, sakura during the day, fine. But sakura at night, why?
Have you seen them before? Sakura at night?
I've seen the pictures.
Oh, you've seen the picture.
Yeah, I just don't understand
don't get it.
I don't get it.
But you should go to Japan to go go to Meguro. Meguro. Next time.
And where's Meguro?
Meguro is in Tokyo.
Ah.
You can go there just by taking the train. And then the night sakura, so beautiful.
I know. I heard about them. I've seen the videos and the pictures. And I have to say, you know, if it wasn't for COVID, all of us would probably be visiting, you know, Meguro right now.
Yeah.
Okay. But don't we worry, right? If we don't have Meguro, we got Loha Park.
Loha Parks,
right.
Yes.
We've got the Lohas Park right here.
Right here.
Yes. Of course, Lohas Park is just for us people in Taipei.
Mm-hmm.
We've got other parks, many other locations with a lot of sakura gazing opportunities in Taiwan. But here's the problem, though. You know, we all know springtime is perfect for sakura. But when is it the best time to watch the sakura bloom? Because the weather and the temperatures have changed.
Changed, yes.
Yeah. So have you noticed recently, in recent years, that on the news, during the weather forecast, they would actually tell people that, oh, you know, the temperatures are rising and it's springtime. And if you guys are going to Nanto somewhere, be sure to check out the sakura, right?
Oh, right. They will tell you.
It's a thing now in Taiwan, too. I don't know if you noticed. Long time ago, nobody cared.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no. Long time ago, it wasn't a thing because there weren't enough sakura trees around.
Ah.
And now there are so many different sakura locations that people are chasing after. Now they would remind people, oh, in the northern parts of Taiwan, the temperatures are changing. So be sure to watch out for the cherry blossoms. It's going to be in peak blossom.
In peak blossom
next week, blah, blah, blah. And so it depends on the temperature.
Depends on the temperatures and the locations.
And the location.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get a good opportunity to catch the peak blossoms in Taipei, then you might want to go to Tainan or go to Nanto to go check some of these locations out. So I heard there are up to as much as 12 locations in Taiwan.
Yeah, some famous one like Ali Shan, Lala Shan.
I think those are given, right? Those are given. Even if we didn't have sakuras at Lala San and Ali Mountain. I think people visit those places as a ritual.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a thing because even for school field trips, they would visit these places.
Yeah, we will go to these places too.
So those are given. But I mean, some of these other locations like Lojas Park. Mm-hmm. Lojas Park, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, just a park.
Just a park.
Sakura is new. And then, of course, there are a few temples now in Taiwan.
Like
right?
The one in, like, Koutien Tianyuan Gong near Danshui. That one is very famous.
Yes, also for Sakura.
Yeah, also for Sakura.
Also for Sakura, yes.
Have you been there before?
Never.
Never.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because then I wouldn't know what my purpose would be, right? Would I be there to pray to the gods, to, you know, to genuinely bye-bye, or would I be there to just enjoy the flowers?
And actually, it takes some time to go there. You have to take a shuttle bus and then transfer the MTR, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So making a road trip out of Danshui, I think that's all fine for us in the northern parts. That's not bad.
Yeah.
You know, if you can handle the traffic, that is. If you can handle the traffic. Yeah. If you're willing to sit in your car for hours in peak blossom season. At the time of this recording, Angel, it's not only springtime, but I believe we are nearing the peak blossom season.
Oh, yes.
We are a week or two away from the peak blossom season in Taipei. So if our weather permits, if the weather gets better in the next week or so, I believe we will be able to make a peak blossom trip somewhere and go visit maybe the you know, temple in Danshui, Tianyuan Gong, right?
Yes.
Or even do like a quick trip. Quick afternoon picnic at
Lojas Park. Yeah.
Right?
Those are
great destinations. Yes, if the weather permits. But of course, we are noticing that for you guys that are listening on the other side, we are doing this recording right before the long weekend, the tomb sweeping long weekend. So this tomb sweeping long weekend is going to be wet and miserable, I heard.
Is it?
Yeah, it's going to start raining. It's going to start raining very soon. And it's going to get cooler. I wouldn't say cold, but,
cooler.
The temperatures would drop. So I hope that doesn't affect our peak blossom season anytime soon.
No.
Again, let's cross our fingers and hope that in the next 2 weeks, we will see major, major peak blossom.
Peak blossom.
Yes. And like I said earlier, there are so many other locations around Taiwan that we can see cherry blossoms.
Yes.
Right? Mm. And a lot of people are also planting cherry blossoms in their garden.
Are they easy to grow?
It's a thing.
Mm-hmm, it's a thing.
Yeah. If there's a will, there's a way. If you want to enjoy sakura gazing in the luxury of your own home, you work hard, you'll get there. Yes, you'll buy the tree.
You'll find a way.
You'll find a way. And it's a popular thing now. And, you know, I think cherry blossoms or the peak blossom season definitely are words that is very fitting for the month of April. For the month of April. Yes, that's coming.
So excited.
So very, very excited. So you guys, please let us know, where are some of the interesting locations or maybe the secret locations that you
like
might know of that will help us stay away from the traffic, stay away from the crowds,
and still enjoy
a lovely afternoon or maybe evening night sakura picnic. And yeah, we can go cherry blossom gazing.
Please share with us.
Yeah, please share with us. If you have any ideas, feel free to comment below. Or alternatively, you can email us at ask15mins@gmail.com. And we will be sure to share it with the 15 Mins family only and not everyone else. Because once word get out, then it's no longer a secret.
A secret anymore.
It'll be called an open secret. So it won't be that private anymore. Yeah. And then, you know, of course, or perhaps we could organize an outing to one of these secret, top secret locations. Yeah. And make
Don't worry.
A 15 Mins Sakura outing.
Yeah. We will keep the cat in the back.
All right.
Within our group only.
Yes. So great to have you guys listening in and stay tuned. We have more episodes to come for the season and we will definitely catch you in the next one. Ciao.
See you.